Are you excited to be here? Are you ready for a very powerful afternoon? Great. How many of you are ready to go into full-time ministry? Full-time ministry. How many of you have a vision to be a full-time minister one day? Wow. It's powerful. Great. So what's your understanding of full time? Is anybody wants to tell us what they learned about full time ministry? What's your understanding of full time ministry? Anybody who wants to say something about what you learned about full time ministry? One person from this side. Oh, you want to tell us something? Yes. Come very quickly. What's your understanding of full time ministry?
My understanding about full time ministry is when you are a minister of God, you had to sacrifice yourself, and you had to do it with all your heart, and you had to let so many things go, and you had to actually love people as yourself. Yes, the people that are around you, you don't have to put yourself first, you have to put people first, all right, when you are doing full-time ministry. Yeah.
Wow. Powerful. Clap for him. Clap for him. Anybody else who has an understanding of full-time ministry?
Being fully committed to the will of God. Like allowing his will to be your drive while yours is on hold. Amen.
That's all? Wow. Anybody else? Yes, full-time ministry.
Good morning, Bishop. My understanding about full-time ministry is basically leaving your secular work to go all out for God, to sacrifice, to leave, even to become a missionary to go to full-time ministry. And that's a place where you depend only on God for all your need. You don't depend on anything. You just trust God. And I believe in full-time ministry will help you to draw closer to God and to rely on him. And there are many deceptions about full-time ministry, but I believe if we enter into it, God will remove all those deceptions and rather bless us as we serve him. Amen.
Clap for her. Anybody else wants to add anything? Full-time ministry. What's your understanding?
My understanding is that you have to love God with everything you have. So you must love him. Because God is looking for people who love him. Like Daddy was saying, that most people don't love God or like God. But that's what he's looking for, love. So you must love him to become a full-time minister.
Wow. All right. So maybe there's some more questions, but let's go through again. You know, 7 wrong perceptions about full-time ministry. As you are all giving your points, what is perception number 1? That there is nothing important, isn't it? Yeah, there's nothing important to do in full-time ministry. You know, it's like, why should you leave your important job that you're doing? Maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a lawyer, maybe you work in a bank. Why should you leave something that obviously occupies all your time during the week and come and do full-time ministry? So many people get the impression that there's nothing important to do, and all that a pastor does is sleep all week and preach on Sunday. But I think we are discovering that full-time ministry is much more than that. Is that not the case? All right. What is wrong perception number 2? That the ministry is not actually work, isn't it? It doesn't look like work, all right? And Bishop gave us the example of somebody who said she would come in the afternoon to work because the ministry did not look like work. What is wrong perception number 3? Sorry? A lot of time? Yes. All right, no, wrong perception. A full-time ministry is a step downwards. Is that not the case? That's number 4. All right, they have them on their hands. All right? Sometimes there are people who feel that. And that is why when you don't understand full-time ministry, there are even some wives who give their children to the husband that, oh, since you are in the house, why don't you do some shopping? Why don't you look after the children? Why don't you put the rice on fire? Because I'm going to work. Isn't it? It's a perception that we must not have. What's number four? Full-time ministry is what? A step downwards. Isn't it? Yeah. That is wrong perception that people have. That to leave your important job in the bank or whatever to come into full-time ministry, it's like you are stepping down. Number five, it can be done after what? Retirement, isn't it? Which is a very wrong perception. All right, that after you have done all that you need to do with your life, then when you are about to retire or when you are about to die, then you come into full-time ministry. All right. What's the next one? The full-time ministry does not require educated people, isn't it? Yeah. It's like school dropouts are those who should go into full-time ministry, isn't it? But it's a very wrong perception. God needs the highest and the brightest minds to do his work. And as you... Sorry? Isn't it? God needs the brightest, most educated people. Full-time ministry actually is the highest profession you can have. Okay, what is number seven? Makes you an insignificant member of society, isn't it? It sounds more prestigious when you say you are into this, you are a managing director. You know, like sometimes when people say, oh, I've been sent... Oh, put your hands together. Stand to your feet. Look excited. Hallelujah. You may take your seat. Sometimes when you hear somebody says, oh, I've been sent as an ambassador, they say, oh, what an honor. When somebody says, I've been sent as a missionary, they say, oh, what a sacrifice. To the same country, because it looks like you are an insignificant member of society. Is that not the case? All right? But as you can see, it is only full-time ministry, as the prophet said, that can make presidents and other people even kneel down for you to pray for them. All right? So are you excited about being in full-time ministry one day? Is it a vision you have for your life as you've understood what it means to be a full-time minister? Wow. Okay. What's the next thing that you learned about full-time ministry? It is what? God's ordained. Let's look at what it means to give thyself. We said you need to give thyself wholly, isn't it? All right. So full-time ministry is to give yourself wholly. What does it mean, number one? To give what? To give your heart, isn't it? Yeah, there are jobs. Normally when you work in the secular world, you are in a hurry to go home. It doesn't involve your heart. But to be in full-time ministry is to give your heart. Number two, it means what? To give your mind, your intelligence, your ideas, isn't it? To bear on God's work. Hallelujah. Number three, it means what? It means to give your education and your training, isn't it? Moses was trained in the universities of Pharaoh, and he gave himself wholly to write the books. You see, to even write, it takes a lot of... When you see what our prophet has written, if he was not educated, I don't think that he could have write what he has written. And that's why you see that somebody like Paul, his education came to bear in what he was also given to do. So education is not a waste of time at all. Actually, it's going to become very useful in full-time ministry. And to be in full-time ministry is to give all that you have also learned in school. All right? Number four, it means to give what? Your personality and your temperament. If you are choleric, hard leadership to drive, to build. If you are melancholic, isn't it? You may be good at administration and jobs involving details. If you are phlegmatic, what can you do if you are phlegmatic? A nice pastor. You look after the sheep. You do a lot of marriage counseling. If you are sanguine, you can be a dancing star. Wow. Put your hands together. Let's welcome.